Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to episode 45. Does time really heal all wounds? You know, I look back on a situation about a year, not quite a year and a half, but a while back. And I think, wow, look where I have come in that amount of time. That although there's still a little bit of pain there, it certainly has lessened. That doesn't necessarily mean that the wound is completely healed. So healing, by definition, means the process of making or becoming sound or healthy again. We all have wounds to heal if we actually dig deep and admit it. I think at times people can get in a place where they push away their pain and cannot admit that they actually have some healing to do. You know, and some of these wounds we've carried around for a really long time. They almost become like old friends. And other wounds are fresh, painful, and perhaps still bleeding. And they're really sore that it hurts to touch them. Right? They are so fresh that it hurts to touch them, but yet we do. We touch at these wounds and we pick at them a little bit to see how they're healing, kind of only to slow that progress. You know, in regards to physical healing, an organism or cell to repair itself must constantly renew and discard the old. And I believe we need to do that ourselves for our own mental healing, that we need to, in a way, not pick at it as if it were its old self, but continually processing and looking at a situation with new eyes and new perspective, you know, in a way of transformation, so that we can literally digest it and discard the old. You know, I really truly believe that there are circumstances in life that lead us to either a physical manifestation of pain or a mental emotional manifestation of pain. Each require healing. And I know. Well, I don't know this, but I understand this because I am a healer. And when I say I'm a healer, I help other people heal their pain by looking inward, helping them see inward to where something is coming from. I can't take away their pain. I just can reflect to them, like, let's dig a little deeper. You know, I look back at this time period that I'm talking about, a year and a half ago, and I'd gone through a breakup. And for whatever reason, this breakup felt different to me. I had never thought that I would actually be as disappointed or hurt in an ending than I was. It hit me harder than I had expected. And it's because I had thought that I had learned how to, finally, after years and years, to not take on someone else's pain. But that wasn't exactly the case. But I do thank the universe for having me understand a lot about someone else's pain and trauma, that in the line of work that I do, that I understand it. I can't say that, you know, everybody's pain is differently. We can't completely feel them, but we can sometimes take that on. You know, so yeah, I thank the universe for having me understand in a way someone else's pain, because it allows me to see the other side of things, right? When we can sit empathetically and compassionately and feel into somebody else's pain, it allows us to see things in a different way. We can kind of see the whys of how things happened for somebody instead of getting caught up in any sort of tunnel we may get in. And allows us to kind of move forward, right? And allows us then, in a way, to kind of heal and understand that, wow, as I can look at this other human being and see their pain and trauma, it allows me to understand that I also, in situations, need healing and time too. That we can't just pass off things that happen to us. Like, it's hard to just brush them off. And I'm not saying that we dwell in anything. I'm saying that we have to take the time to process. We have to take the time to process and move through things. So what I realized in the situation I was talking about in this past breakup and why I was so disappointed is because I had allowed myself to take on someone else's pain. I allowed myself to help somebody fight their demons. And as we all know, well, I think many of us know through experiences, that the universe tells us we can't fight other people's demons, that it's their battle to fight, and what we're supposed to do. Well, our role is more of support, and we can't take on that huge role. You know, so I'm an advocate for my clients, and through life and situations and what I have learned in the last few years is that I needed to also become an advocate for myself, to finally say, oh, wait, I honestly cannot imagine, or I can't take on someone else's pain to help heal them. I only can reflect. So just a couple things to think about there. And when we're working to heal ourselves, we can't be afraid to express our feelings. And you have to do that in whatever works for you, whether that be to seek counsel. For me, I go to the ocean. I go to the ocean, and I go to the ocean with a notebook, usually. And either before being at the ocean or after being at the ocean, I usually have some sort of great writing experience. Writing for me helps me heal. The ocean soothes my soul, and I can truly connect with the parts of me that let me heal from the inside out. So where do you go? Or what do you do to help you find that place inside of yourself for your own healing? What actions do you take to help process a pain or a wound? Where do you go? Who do you talk to? How do you get it out? So I'm also going to read a poem that is from my newly released book, Roots and Tendrils. And it's called Heart Cleanse. And I wrote it while at the ocean
And for me, it was a way for me to start healing, because I start to talk about, you know, the actual wound, the pain. And to do that, like, it helps it heal. So here's heart cleanse. When I throw my heart into the ocean, I always feel clean. Clean in a way that only a hard bashing and scraping against the rocks can provide. They don't just clean you, they rip off things that couldn't possibly hold on. You're left with nothing but a raw place. Just raw. Raw in a way that will take several scabs to heal over. Continuous peeling and healing of a wound that is deep. A wound that still plagues you. A wound that is so deep you don't know if it will ever truly heal. It may just slough a scab for the rest of your life, never fully forming a scar. Some wounds never quite heal, and you are forced to carry them around with you. They lie dormant, and sometimes they bleed. The wound clings close like a child, struggling to find wings. A part will always remain unhealed. So again, that piece can be found in my book, Roots and Tendrils, which can be purchased at any online book retailer. So again, writing for me releases pain. And writing for me helps me share my joy. So although I logically know that I will heal in time, and I have healed greatly from this wound, you know, that I am looking back on in memory, I also know that we tend to carry our wounds around like armor. You know, they cling to our skin and they move about in our cellular memory. And we must work really hard at breaking any negative feelings about pain and just allow our bodies and spirits to process it. Like I said, process it, eat it up and spit it out, so that we are just leaving the scar and not continually picking at the wound. So these are some of the things that I teach people. Helping teach them how to let go of their own pain, both physically and mentally. And sometimes I teach myself all over again how to let go. Letting go over and over again. You know, to me, it's funny how that happens, that the teacher can also become the student. So do you still have wounds to heal? If you do, I highly encourage you to do whatever you need to do to process your wound or your pain, and then go after finding the joyous things in life. Do the things you love, see the people you love, spend time doing things that brighten your spirit. Because when we truly engage in the things that are joyful for us, it helps us heal. So I can honestly say, time does help heal a wound. Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at LoveWideOpen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.